For the medical professionals working at the finish line of last year's Boston Marathon when the bombs went off, there were certain patients who stayed on their minds, images they had a hard time erasing. For Stephen Segatori, a nurse at Tufts Medical Center, that patient was a young woman he later learned was Crystal Campbell. The 29-year-old from Medford died on scene from her injuries. This year, Segatori will return to work at the medical tent in Copley Square on Marathon Day, and he joins us in the studio to talk more about his journey personally and professionally since his experiences a year ago. Stephen, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And let's first talk about this year, because, again, you plan to be back working on the finish line medical tent. It will be your seventh year doing that.
Yes, seventh year.
Do you have any hesitation, or is it something you felt like you had to do?
There's no hesitation at all. You know, it's what happens every Patriots Day for me. It's a way to give back to my sport. You know, I've been a runner my whole life, and I really enjoy helping out the marathon. And this year especially, it's going to be, I think, very meaningful for everyone.
I imagine, though, that there might be some emotional preparation needed, since this time there are more associations with it than just medical work you did last year.
Oh, for sure. After the marathon last year, I worked with a counselor, I think many of us did, and they gave us strategies of how to manage stress, how to manage triggers, you know, that type of thing.
Do you still harbor any anger or any other negative feelings about what happened last year?
Oh, I'm completely angry about what happened last year. It just stole the innocence from the event. I've worked in races and have been part of the sport for so long, and you just don't ever expect something like this to happen.
So what kind of medical help did you end up providing? Certainly far different than you expected when you went to help that day.
Oh, absolutely. I, along with other volunteers, medical volunteers, we treated I actually laid hands on nine people. One individual had a large wound in his calf that was bleeding, and we stopped the bleeding, and he went off to the hospital. Another man had some burns around his face, and he was sent off. I went back outside, and that's when Crystal Campbell was coming in on the stretcher with the people who moved her in from the street to the tent.
And, of course, at that point, you didn't know it was Crystal Campbell.
No.
You just knew this was a victim with extreme injuries.
Extreme injuries, yeah.
And even seeing her come in, were you thinking this is a case that does not look good?
Her injuries were extensive. She didn't have a pulse when she got to the tent. And myself and another medical volunteer were doing CPR. And she'd had a pulse when we were doing CPR. And then we would stop and she wouldn't have a pulse. And the paramedics put a heart monitor on her to look for a heart rhythm. And she had a heart rhythm but no pulse. And at that point, the medical director for Boston EMS, who was there, had us stop the resuscitation.
Because decided she was no longer
decided
alive.
She wouldn't survive.
Do you remember your reaction at that point?
Anger. Sadness. Frustration. None of us ever like to lose a patient, even when you've met for 3 minutes. We always hope we can save everyone, and we couldn't. And that's my frustration from last year, is that we couldn't save her.
Was the reaction kind of visceral as well as emotional?
Very much so. Until this day of thinking about her, she's somebody who will stay with me for forever. I only treated her for minutes at the end of her life, and I've never forgotten, and I don't think I ever will.
Were you trying to provide emotional support to her as well as physical, or you said she came in unconscious?
Unconscious. She never regained consciousness for us, but we always assume that people can hear us, so we tell them comforting things, and we told her she was in the tent. We told her that we're going to try to help her. When we stopped resuscitating her, I held her arm as she took her last breath.
When you finally learned who she was, did that change the experience?
My association with her personally has been very powerful. It's changed the way I view taking care of patients now. I think it's made me a better healthcare provider.
How did it do that?
I think I'm a little more empathetic. Nurses are known for empathy and sympathy. I think I'm just more tuned into families and patients' emotions than I was before.
You said that you had actually wanted to reach out to her parents and meet them. And we spoke with Crystal's father recently, and he confirmed that they did hear from you, but that they weren't up to meeting with you. In fact, they say that even now it's too painful. Why did you feel a need to reach out? And do you know what you intended to say if you got that chance?
I actually made that statement in an interview. The interviewer asked me if I could meet the parents, what would I say to them? And I said that as a parent, I would want to know that my daughter didn't suffer and she wasn't alone when she died. And I believe that to be true. I don't believe she suffered, and I know that she was not alone when she died because several of us were with her when she passed away.
You know, as you said, in total, you ended up spending a few minutes with Crystal Campbell before she was declared dead.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that time you spent with her created an incredibly lasting bond. How do you think that happens in the course of just a few minutes?
In this particular case, it just happened because of the intensity of the situation and her age. And myself and one of the other volunteers were doing CPR, and that's a very connecting activity. You know, you're physically touching someone, you're keeping them alive with your actions, and it connects you. And I think because I was there when she took her last breath, I think that's also something that has stayed with me and has kept it fresh.
Stephen Segatori is an intensive care nurse at Tufts Medical Center, and he treated victims of last year's marathon bombings. He'll be returning to work at the Finish Line Medical Tent this year. Stephen, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.